Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Larry?
I beg your pardon, could you repeat what you said?
All right, don't worry. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Larry?
Okay, sure.
Oh, all right. Well, first of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I am.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances?
100%.
Oh, all right. So if someone be asking, what year were you born in?
What year were you born in?
this kind of thing isn't about me, sorry. But if you don't feel comfortable telling me your age, that's totally fine. But if you could, in what year were you born in?
You're not going to tell me, we could have a conversation too, right? I'm willing to answer the questions. I have great concern for our nation and cities, et cetera. But, we could have a conversation. Tell me what year you were born in, and I'll tell you what year I was born in.
Oh, all right. Totally fine. I was born in 2000. What year were you born in?
2000. Wow. You're a youngster.
Yeah. So, what year were you born in?
I was born in 1969.
1969, all right.
And I just missed my exit. Dang.
Oh, all right. I'm so sorry about that. What is your race?
My race? Human?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, if you kind of have to, specify by, maybe white or black or Hispanic or Asian, Pacific Islander or other.
I answer the question of race, human, and that is my answer.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Neither.
All right.
I did vote. I
but
wrote in.
Not them, just another candidate.
I know. I wrote in.
All right. And thinking about the elections in November.
I wrote in myself, but it's a theory, based on a theory.
Oh, all right.
That is, yeah. You can document it if you'd like.
All right, no worries.
I can tell you the whole theory if you like.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
If which election?
Yeah, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I already know who I'm voting for for my state representative.
All right. So would you be voting for the Republican candidate?
I don't vote party. I vote people. His name is Steve Keogh, and he happens to be on the Democratic platform, running on the Democratic platform, but his name is Steve Keogh, and that's who I'm voting for.
All right. For this kind of next part, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold and unfavorable feeling, while 100 means a very warm, favorable feeling. And then 50 is neutral. And you can use any of the numbers from 0.
Did you say 1 to 100?
Yes, I did say that, I would believe. But you can also include 0 if you want. So 0 to 100.
Oh, okay.
0 means kind of very cold. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
Zero
is
very...
Okay, I'll listen. I apologize.
Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. So the first person is Ted Cruz.
Now, are we talking about the individual?
Yeah, we're just kind of talking about individual people.
Okay. Well, I've never met him, but based on how he talks and some of his actions, he's a human being, so I have to respect that. And, you know, he is where he is in the evolutionary state of our human potential. So that I'd say if there's a person who is 100 and there's a person who is a 0, I think he's got a lot of work to do. And so I give him, okay, and so how I feel about him, is that the question?
Yes, just kind of in general, what would you rate this person out of 0 to 100? 0 being kind of like just very unfavorable feelings, while 100 being favorable feelings.
40.
40, all right.
Yeah,
what is your opinion?
I care for everybody.
All right.
You know, regardless.
All right. What would be your opinion towards Donald Trump?
The same.
Would that be 40 also?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
what about Greg?
A human being, I think he has a lot of potential.
All right. What about Greg Abbott? Hello?
Probably 60.
Oh, all right.
Because, he's got a lot of angst, I imagine, because of the accident that he had that made him handicapped. Doesn't excuse him, but, you know.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
I would say that Joe Biden I've never met him, so probably as a human being, mostly well-meaning, but a politician. I think he tries to do good for the nation. And so I'd give him
Yeah.
85.
All right. What about Adam Hinojosa?
I don't know who Adam Hinojosa is.
Oh, all right. That's totally okay. And what about Morgan LaMantia?
I think she's a good lady. I think her politics is, I'm not congruous with some of her politics. I don't believe.
All right.
I know her name. I know that she is an elected official. And she's down, lives in the valley. By golly, this is terrible of me. Not be able to say. So I'll just pass.
All right, that's totally fine. Don't worry. All right. So would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I disapprove.
All right. Would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
All right. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
I can't say either.
All right. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I will, if that if that's what happens, and it looks like it's going to be, I'll be voting for Joe Biden. If that's the choice, which it does look like it's going to be, yeah. But I'd like to write in again for myself and become the theory, based on the theory that is out there, that, and if you vote for yourself and the majority of the people vote, write in their name, and they vote one, that means one. So if the majority of the votes is individuals in the body of our republic, then the public has spoken, saying that they want none of the people who are running. And then it moves to a platform-based election. A platform, another election is held, a sliding scale semantic, kind of like what you're doing, is generated on issues. An issues-based platform election. And then it isn't as much as the individual who is doing it. It is the voice, the platform of that the majority of the people in the second election have. They say, this is what we want, whatever it is, whatever the majority is, not people, but based on the issues. No, the electoral vote gets kicked out. There's no, that doesn't interfere with anything. And then, that platform gets enforced. So there become, then people become facilitators. The government hires facilitators to implement the platform.
So
that's what I got.
Oh, okay. All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote for?
Neither.
All right.
I'm voting for Steve Keogh.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate.
It's not. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote for?
Neither.
All right.
I'm not going to vote for Ted Cruz. I already know that.
All right. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat...
I would vote for Allred. Definitely I would vote for Allred. I go back to that one, if you can do that.
Yeah, I can. Don't worry. If the election were held... Okay, here it is. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote for?
All right.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote for?
I'd have to do some more research on Roland Gutierrez.
All right.
I don't know, so I pass.
Okay. And if I said maybe lean
most
towards...
Likely he's probably better than Ted Cruz. Most anybody is, but I don't know who he is.
All right, well, you have to, like, maybe lean towards one, not necessarily, like, vote to, like, just, like, officially vote, but just lean towards. For whom would you vote? All right.
He may be, I'm not going to say, he may be a demon Democrat. I don't have an idea.
All right. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote for?
I don't know. I don't know the individuals.
All right. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
Okay. Now that you have refreshed my memory, and I recall voting for Ms. Mantilla last time. So if I have to, I would vote for, of the two, I would vote for Mantilla.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority.
That's not all who's running, I don't think. I know that my friend Solomon Ortiz Jr. is running for state rep. I will vote for him.
All right. Well, for this kind of question, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. And for each one, if you could please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be, so that this rating kind of goes, do you think this should be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature? So the first one is ensuring access to affordable, quality health care.
High priority.
All right. Supporting public schools.
High priority.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
The high priority, of course. Or is there a semantic scale on this, or is it no or yes?
It can be if you either think this is high priority, this is a medium priority, this is low priority, or not a priority at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, low, medium, high. Yeah, high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What about securing the border?
I think high.
All right. And supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High.
All right. So thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. And after each, if you could please tell me if they would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. And so the first one is, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies. Would you say you would much more likely vote for this candidate, somewhat more likely vote for this candidate, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Highly likely.
All right. So would that be maybe much more likely?
Yes.
All right. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Highly likely.
All right.
Mostly likely, yeah.
All right. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ community.
Highly likely.
All right. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Not likely.
All right. And a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policy.
Not likely to. What was that one again?
A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Not highly likely, but mostly likely. Right, what's the second? There's four options, you said?
Yeah. If you want, I can read you them totally again. If you kind of would like that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So for each statement, if like after reading each statement, if this makes you want to vote for this candidate, much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely. Wait. Okay, yeah, right. So it's if like after the statement, does this make you want to vote for this candidate, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Okay.
So for the last one, last two actually, the one that says a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban, which one would you say that one fits under, like in your opinion on it?
The most highly likely that I would vote for the person, yeah.
Much more likely?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And then a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
There are some that I agree with, and
all right,
there are some that I absolutely do not agree with. So
there's kind of like in the middle. That could be maybe you're somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely.
Yeah. Somewhat likely.
All right. So would that be maybe somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely to vote for someone who opposes him.
All right.
Yes.
Do you happen to use WhatsApp?
I do.
All right. So would you say that maybe, yes, you have WhatsApp and belong to WhatsApp groups, or, like, yes, you have WhatsApp and only use it for direct messages, or would you say you do it for both? Like, yes, I have WhatsApp and you're part of groups and use it for direct messages.
My WhatsApp, I use it for my friends, my family.
All right. So would you say you use it for, like, strictly
not
texting?
For business.
All right, so maybe just strictly texting,
texting,
like kind
video,
of.
Texting, all right. Video.
Mm-hmm. All right. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions strictly just for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Something else.
All right, so would that maybe something else be like an independent
other? What would you say something else? Would you agree with that statement? After listening to me?
Well, there's something else in this. Well, something else in this category. It could be maybe independent or other.
Other.
All right.
Independent, sure.
Oh, independent? All right. Do you consider yourself to be closer to the Republican or to the Democratic Party?
Closer to the Democratic Party.
All right. And thinking in political terms,
although
which, you know,
I have Republican views, but go ahead.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I am moderately liberal.
Oh. All right. Well, I kind of have to just put it under one category, so would you say maybe you're moderate?
Probably. I'd say moderate, sure.
All right. What was the last year of school that you completed?
What was the what?
What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Some of my master's work.
All right.
So that would be, I finished a bachelor's degree and I'm still working on my master's, whatever that means.
All right. And just strictly for verification purposes, can I just have your first name again? Just want to confirm that I'm speaking with Larry.
Yeah, I'm Larry.
All right, perfect. So thank you so much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time by, like, in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? And feel free to totally say yes
sure.
if you would like.
Sure, why not?
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. This will conclude our survey. I truly appreciate it and that you stayed here and answered the questions. And, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for tolerating me. And I just brain farted on Ms. LaMantia's being the a rep. Golly, that was just ridiculous. But anyway, I was driving, and I missed my exit, so forgive me.
Oh, don't worry. I'm so sorry because of that for, like, distracting you. But just
it's
totally
all
thank
your
you.
Fault. It's all your fault.
All right.
Okay,
well,
I got a
boogie. So
I'm on my way to a board meeting. Yeah.
All
hey,
right.
Take care.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Be well.